It would have been either the end of 1990 or beginning of 1991, when there was a Nature paper from the MGH group using contrast MRI, gadolinium, and it was an image on the front paper of Science where they were showing visual activation using a contrast injection, serial injection of contrast media using MRI. That was presented at the Miami June 91 conference by Jack Beliveau. And I was lucky enough to chat with Jack informally after that about, I thought it was very impressive work. And he said, yes, he said, but there's something perhaps more interesting coming up soon which doesn't need to have injections into people. And then in the autumn of 91, he presented at a small meeting in Milan what he meant, which was the ability to use the bowl technique to look at activation because of change of levels of oxygen when you activate focally in the brain, changing paramagnetic signal, and he was beginning to pick up activations using MR. That was quite a striking observation, and one could see the sort, because they were able, the signals were small, but because they were MRI, they could do lots of repeat measurements in the way we have been doing with SPM, SPM type of techniques in PET, and they were then reinforcing the signal, and out of that, which grew then the use of fMRI for functional neuroanatomy. There were plans to create, from 92 onwards, 93, the new centre at Queen Square, and although MR was certainly to feature there in the first instance, it was by no means going to be the only techniques. PET was still going to be used, so there was some... it wasn't clear as to if and when fMRI would completely take over PET, even in 93. As I understood it, that Semir Zeki, who had obviously enjoyed the work, and that was ongoing, the visual work at Hammersmith, who was quite influential with the Wellcome Trust, I think he paved the way... for the Wellcome Trust thinking about setting up a unit for brain activation at Queen Square. And Semir, of course, introduced Richard Frakowiak. And Stan Peart particularly was the guy who was the Wellcome Trust trustee who I think really endorsed bringing on that stuff more than anybody else, I understand. And it was quite an investment because it meant that they were to set up a fully self-sufficient brain activation laboratory at Queen Square within University College, where, which, as one knows, is very strong in neurophysiology and adjacent to the National Hospital, National Institute for Nervous Diseases, was, I felt, quite an appropriate move. It was going to mean that we were aware of that move 2 or 3 years before it actually happened. And I think we dealt with that very maturely. We capitalised on the presence of Richard Frakowiak's group and Chris Firth and May Dolan and Carl Friston, John Ashburner. We made hay in the meantime. But I for one, was quite encouraging of it because it was a natural spin-off, if you like, or transplantation of that bit of expertise into a good, fertile environment. And I think that's proven the case since.